You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I'm Ruthie Fierberg, and this is Why We Theater, the podcast that digs into the onstage works we love to make the offstage change we need. After all, that is Why We Theater. For season two, we're trying something a little different. We're going to release our usual big panel episodes every other week, like the one we released last week about J.T. Rodgers' play and now HBO Max film, Oslo. If you haven't listened yet, you should. Next week, you'll get another big panel episode about the musical Witness Uganda. In the in-between weeks, we're going to give you mini episodes, and this is the first. In each mini-episode, I'm going to recommend another piece of art that relates to the previous week's topic. So this week, building on Oslo, I'm recommending Raya and the Last Dragon. For those of you who missed it, Raya and the Last Dragon is a Disney animated movie that came out in 2021. I watched it on Disney Plus, and I am obsessed with it. It was written by Keen Wiegen and Adele Lim and directed by Don Hall and Carlos Lopez Estrada. In addition to fantastic storytellers on the writing and animation side, the voice talent is out of control, you guys. Kelly Marie Tran plays Raya, Awkwafina plays Sisu the Dragon, and now I wish there was an awards category for best voiceover actor just for her. Daniel Day-Kim plays Raya's father, Chief Benja. Gemma Chan from Crazy Rich Asians plays Namari, and Sandra Oh, one of my personal favorites, is Namari's mother, Verana. Excellence all around. So the story begins in a similar way to Coco, for those of you who have seen that movie, in that it gives us some lore. With Raya, it's not family lore, it's the lore of this land called Kumandra. So Kumandra was a land of harmony where dragons and humans thrived together. But then a plague known as the Droon attacked Kumandra and the dragons combined their magic into a gem to ward off the Droon and save the humans. As Raya says in her narration of this legend, it should have been this big inspirational moment where humanity united over her sacrifice, meaning Sisu the dragon. But instead, people being people, they all fought to possess the last remnant of dragon magic. So instead of uniting, Kumandra fractured into five colonies: Heart, Spine, Talon, Fang, and Tail. Raya is from Heart, and she and her tribe mates are the ones who carefully guard the jewel. The other four tribes, nada. Raya's father, the chief of Heart, sees a greater future for his daughter and the generations to come, and he desperately wants to bring Kumandra back, so he invites the other four tribes to Heart for a meal. Watching this movie, I could not help but think of the peace building that, first of all, our entire world needs. And yes, Israel is one center of conflict. But I'm also thinking of the United States, where I live, which is dangerously divided. It just feels like every day we are splintering more and more. The UK extricated itself from the European Union. Afghanistan is in absolute turmoil, and its capital, Kabul, has fallen. There are nationalist movements in Italy, France, Poland, all of these places that are beginning to become insulated rather than work symbiotically as one with our neighbors on a planet that we all share. So the message of Raya and the Last Dragon and the message of Oslo, the play and the movie, is something that we all need to hear no matter where we live. I found an obvious connection between Raya and Oslo in the first few minutes of the Disney movie. So, like I said, Chief Benja says he has invited the other tribes for a meal and to get to know them. In Oslo, Tyrod Larsen of the Fafo Institute in Norway, who, again, is a real person and is dramatized in this version, Taya believes that a key to negotiations between Israel and Palestine is that their leaders eat together, drink together, get to know each other on a personal level outside of official bargaining sessions. And this human approach is what we talked about last week with Oslo's playwright J.T. Rogers and our experts Libby Lankinsky and Aziza Boussara. If you haven't listened to that full episode, I urge you to do so. Perhaps I'll convince you by the end of this one. And if you have already listened, this will connect for you. So Aziz runs a tourism company called Meji Tours that uses travel to build peace. And Meji tourists who go to the Middle East go to sites in Israel and the Palestinian territories. And there are two guides, one Israeli and one Palestinian, to give multiple perspectives at every site. But something else stood out to me when I was reading about these tours and talking to Aziz about them. Everyone goes to a Shabbat dinner on Friday night with an Israeli family and, say, a Sunday dinner with a Palestinian family. And so these tourists learn about the cultures through food, of course, but it's also this incredibly personal experience because these families invite tourists into their homes, share their own experiences. It's just much more of a human connection and a specific one rather than an abstract one. And that one-to-one connection that is so important is something that the writers at Disney clearly also understand. Of course, in last week's episode, we also talked about the limits of individual connection and meal sharing. Again, I urge you to listen. So there are gaps here, but this could be an important start, an important piece of the peace-building puzzle. And I think that one of the reasons these intimate gatherings where you talk personal instead of political can help is because these interactions build trust. Raya's most emphasized theme is trust, and that trust can build peace. Sisu the dragon explains that the Drun is a plague born from human discord. They've always been here, she says, waiting for a moment of weakness to attack. They're like the opposite of dragons. Instead of bringing water and life to the world, they're like a relentless fire that consumes everything in its wake until there's nothing left except ash and stone. And we're seeing destruction all over. Raya says, the world is broken. You can't trust anyone. To which Sisu responds, or maybe the world's broken because you don't trust anyone. I think we have to think on that. And we need to think on how we build that trust. Oslo, on stage, if you can catch a production near you, and in the HBO Max film, dramatizes one way to build trust. Aziz and Libby offered suggestions last week. But we also have to keep in mind, as Libby and Aziz pointed out, that when it comes to Israel and Palestine, the two sides are not on equal footing. And Sisu also has this beautiful line where she says, if you want to get someone's trust, you have to give a little trust first. So I don't know what this looks like. I'm not a diplomat. I have no degree in foreign affairs or politics. I have never lived in Israel, though I have visited. I have not visited the Palestinian territories. What I do know is that Israel-Palestine is not the only conflict of its kind. And it's kind of been named this impossible conflict to solve by all of the outside forces in the world. And yet, when you look at history, who ever thought that the centuries of violence in the north of Ireland between British Unionists or Loyalists and Irish Nationalists or Republicans would ever cease? But it did in 1998. The 52-year conflict between the FARC and the Colombian government in South America ended in 2016. Israel-Palestine does not have to be different. Leaders and civilians must collaborate to choose a different future. Raya and the Last Dragon might be a kid's animated movie, although I argue Disney is as much for adults as children. There are some profound lessons to learn here. And if nothing else, it reminds us that we should strive for peace. Because I want the world to be Kumandra. That's where I want to live. As Sisu says, it may feel impossible, but sometimes you just have to take the first step even before you're ready. So that's my pitch for Raya and the Last Dragon. You can find it on Disney Plus. I hope you watch it, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it speaks to you. I truly believe that if we keep working towards this, instead of giving up and saying the world's broken, or it's the impossible conflict, or it will never be solved, or one side or the other will never be satisfied, we have to hope, we have to give a little, and we can create the change. After all, that is why we theater. Why We Theater is a product of the Broadway Podcast Network. It's edited and mixed by Derek Gunther. If you like the show, subscribe at bpn.fm/WWT or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to leave a review and tell your friends. Our theme music is by Benjamin Velez. Why We Theater is recorded in part on the traditional lands of the Wappinger and Lenape peoples. I acknowledge this land was unjustly taken from them and pay my respect to elders both past and present. Special thanks to Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, Lee Silverman, Patrick Taylor, Tony Montaneri, Wesley Birdsall, Elena Mayer, and Suzanne Chipkin. For more resources for change, info about our guests, and more, visit us at whywetheater.com.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.